Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
This time on Friday, we spoke about this K-pop Damon Hunters, the drama that was unfolding in Belfast. It just happened on Thursday night. So it was very much people are complaining, their statements, the full story hadn't developed. But since then, over the weekend, social media has been dominated by this drama, this crack. Little of explainer. So there was a K-pop tribute show in the SSC in Belfast on Thursday. Same show actually ended up in Castlebar at the weekend, and they're doing different bits of the country over the next couple of months. The parents bought tickets thinking this is a K-pop Demon Hunter show after the film, but instead it was a dedication to K-pop, the musical genre, which is a separate thing to the actual film.
Yeah, so K-pop Demon Hunters is part of the genre of music from South Korea, very popular music, but this whole show was an overall tribute to the genre.
And they took to TikTok.
I just thought that we were going to see the Demon Hunters. Like, I don't watch K-pop. Obviously, I don't watch K-pop. The kids do. Everybody there, I think, thought they were going to watch, like, K-pop Demon Hunters.
They thought they were going to get K-pop Demon Hunters, but there was no Demon Hunters at all. What has developed since is people taking the solid P-I-double-S.
What social media was invented for, really.
The most popular one I see, I went to see Eminem and there wasn't one sweetie.
Oh, shock.
I thought that was a very good one.
That is good. That is good. Like, I went to see Bruno Mars, but there was only a load of Snickers.
Hey, that is excellent. I went to see The Killers, but everyone left alive.
I went to see Megan Thee Stallion, but there were no horses.
Oh, that's very good. I went to see Bad Bunny, but there wasn't one rabbit. Thank you, Sharon Linsky, from my radio for that one. I thought it was class.
Went to see 50 Cent, and it was carried only.
Hey!
Shock. Shocking. Hey. Carry on.
So I want as many of these as I possibly can get today.
Okay. We can't even name this genre of taking the PISS out of the situation, but it's a lot of fun.
087-1-102-107. Oh, here's another example. Went to see Brina Carpenter. She's never even laid a floor. 087-1-102-107. Can you come up with one of those for us? I went to The Killers, but nobody got murdered. I'm very disappointed.
Sheila is jumping on this with us. I went to see Adele. There were no computers.
Hey.
Thank you, Sheila.
That is good. I went to see Coldplay, but it was roasting.
Absolutely ripping. Kevin went to see Alicia Keys, but all the doors were locked.
That is a thinker, but it is good. I went to see Imagine Dragons. Not a dragon in sight. Very disappointing.
And I think Anya has my favourite so far. Went to see Ed Sheeran, but there was no sheep.
That's the winner. That's exceptional. So good. So
thank
good.
You, Anya.
Please, if there was 1,000 of these, I would read and listen to every single one of those 1,000. I am loving it.
We welcome them in because you know what? If you have a situation like this, you just have to laugh at it.
Went to 21 Pilots, not even a single plane.
Oh, that'll let you down. Went to see Clean Bandit, but the place was filthy.
Went to see the 1975 false advertising. The show was in 2026.
Went to see Rudimental, but everyone was very polite.
Ah, a thinker. Excellent. That is
I'm
good.
Glad it landed.
Some of them are straight into my brain immediately. Others I'm like, ah, this one. Went to see Pitbull and Snoop Dogg. Neither of them were dogs.
We have been calling a grown man Pitbull for quite a while.
087-1-102-107. I could do this all day, all week, but there has to be a cap put on it at some stage. And if you didn't hear Sharon's from earlier on, went to see Bad Bunny. He wasn't even a rabbit. Sorry, radio.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.